You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. How you doing, Jake?
What's up, bro? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, yeah, all good. I haven't seen you since Miami. I was just talking to BJ since your fight with Gibb last year. So a lot's happened in that year.
You know, it's been a while, bro, but it's good to see you, man.
Absolutely. Jake, can I get a response? I was just talking to BJ about this offer from Dana White, which you put out on your Instagram yesterday. How serious do you think Dana White is about that?
I mean, he better be serious, otherwise he's going to look stupid. He's the one that said it. You know, he's the one that brought it up. And I was like, why are we playing with $1 million? Let's double it up, make it two, put the money into escrow. I mean, my team's, we've all reached out to him. I know that we're already in touch with him to try and make it happen. But if he's so confident and he hates me so much, then bet the fucking money, Dana. Like, stop running.
Jake, we know you're obviously focused on Ben Askren, and that's going to answer a lot of questions of people that have asked you to step up to fight a real fighter. Is that right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the guy is a three-time world champion, 19-2, less losses than McGregor. You know, after I knocked out Nate, yeah, everyone was like, fight a real fighter. So that's exactly what I'm doing.
And how serious is this with Tommy Fury, Jake? We've seen you and Tommy Fury go back and forth over the last couple of weeks.
It's not very serious. I think Tyson, he's a little brother living in his big brother's shadow, literally and figuratively. he's smaller in every single way, literally. And man, the kid wasn't even mad enough to call me out himself. He had to have his big brother do it. So pretty embarrassing. But hey, you know, who knows? Maybe the fight happens one day. It could be interesting.
Jake, I was just saying to BJ there, you seem to have aggravated a lot of people in boxing in a very short space of time. Is that been the plan from you to do? Because everybody knows who you are now in boxing.
I think I didn't think that was the plan, really. I think half of the people are aggravated, half are invigorated. So, you know, I'm bringing something new to boxing, and some people are gonna hate on it. Some people are gonna realize that what I'm doing for the sport is great. Sooner or later, it'll be the latter of the two, all the way across the board. I'm bringing more eyeballs for everyone to make more money. I'm bringing new fans who are gonna, you know, maybe become fans of me, then become fans of Caleb Plant, David Benavidez, all of these guys, and you know, these real champions who I respect so much. So I just want to bring more eyeballs to the sport and make it more fun, make it more interesting, and that's just what I'm doing. I'm having fun, and if people want to hate on that, then so be it.
April 17th, baby. Ben Askren, Jake Paul. We gotta go. Cougar, thanks,
man. BJ, thank you, mate. Jake, yep. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, all right. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.